Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley on a Friday. Toby Altizer in for JP today. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. We're talking about the one and only Jaden Daniels. You think at some point in his career he's going to win an MVP? I saw some discussion talking about this with, I believe, Sam Monson, who used to be a PFF. I think he's with the 33rd team now, saying maybe he could win one before the end of his rookie contract. So in the next 4 years, I think that's very possible. I think when you look at it from Chris Sims recently put out a top five quarterback list, and he had Jaden in his top five. I didn't necessarily agree with the order, but I think when you look through the NFL, I really don't know that there's any debate that he's at least top six or seven. And I think you probably put him at five. But he had Lamar at one, Allen at two, Burrow at three, Mahomes at four, and then Jaden at five. I could quabble a little bit with the top four, but regardless, I think Jaden's a legit top five quarterback. And so when you look at could he end up winning an MVP, absolutely.
Yeah, I would say that there's nothing that say he can't, he won't. We watch how he works. And if he does if he continue working like he's done, like he's shown he is, and he does, and if they keep putting the right people around him, I don't see why he can't. Like last year, when you look at what he was doing in his rookie season, and the quarterbacks that really take this thing serious and put the work in, they normally begin to grow. And if he were to continue being able to run like he does, he's a better passer than a lot, two of those guys in that damn
100%.
He's a better passer than Burrow or not Burrow than Allen or Lamar.
Oh, you think he's a better passer than Josh Allen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think Josh Allen is massive running the ball. I think Josh Allen has a super strong arm, but as far as passer, no. I think Jaden is better.
All right,
like
that.
Pat and Joe, those guys, and Pat. Let's be real. Pat has an uncanny ability to break your back with his legs. You know, Pat is a passer. But you mess around and gets caught up in the man-to-man, he will come run the ball on you in a heartbeat. Joe Burrow takes too many hits for me. But Joe might be the best pure passer of all of them.
I think he's just the best pure pocket passer.
But he takes too many damn hits.
I mean, all these guys are different. And I think what's unique about Jaden is you can probably take traits about all four of those guys that are ahead of him, and he's got a little bit of all of them, right? Yeah. I mean, you look at Lamar, the comps are obvious, right, with him and Jaden.
The speed.
Josh Allen, he's got a little bit of that. Maybe not as much like Josh, but he can play pocket passer like Joe Burrow. He's got a little bit of that creativity like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen has. So he's got a little bit of everything.
But he has the smarts like Pat.
Yes. Yeah. He's got the great work ethic. He's got everything you want intangible-wise for a quarterback. I think another part about this, B. Mitch, too, is Landfill posted a picture on our 106.7 The Fan account on Twitter, and this dude is cool. He's wearing Kobe's at practice, and like he was the fourth leader in merchandise sales, according to NFLPA. The only people ahead of him last year were Saquon, Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. So I think when you get to that point, like at some point, say we get 3, 4, 5 years down the line, if Jaden hasn't won one, but he's still playing at this level, it's going to become a narrative, right? And that plays into it some, where that narrative of, hey, we got to get this guy an MVP award. I mean, regardless of how you feel about how last year went, there was definitely narrative that played into Josh Allen winning over Lamar Jackson. Probably similar to the year before. Like, there's always seemingly narrative that plays into these awards.
Yeah, the narrative plays more played into it because if you look at the numbers.
Well, and I think I think that Jaden, at some point, because of how popular he is, I think he could get to that point where people are going to say, this guy's got to win an MVP at the level that he plays at. At some point, he's going to have one.
Yeah. I mean, and but you have to be a quarterback to win the MVP. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And when you load up a stat sheet like he does, the dude don't turn the ball over a lot. He scores touchdowns, running and passing. And he has the it factor. You know, that also tells a story. When little kids start loving you, the voters start loving you.
100%.
And the league truly loves you because they know if you got another kid, he could be around for another 18, 20, 30, 40 years. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes.
I mean, when you're looking at this, B. Mitch, last year he threw for just under 3,600 yards, 3,568 yards, 25 touchdowns, only threw 9 interceptions. He ran for 891 yards. So you figure, what that's about 4,400 total yards, somewhere around there, just about 4,500 total yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's only going to get better.
Yeah.
And he already had
so,
31
touchdowns.
If you
want to project, when you look at what he did last year, you say, yes, that guy will win one in his career. Nothing he did will say no. You know, a lot of people would feel, oh, he was in Washington. But Washington, the way they play now and the things that are happening has changed. So, yes, he could win one.
And one thing that I think about this, too, is when you look back at how Robert's rookie year went in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
It was special. It was fun to watch. But it was a very unique offense that you felt at some point maybe could get figured out. And it was, right? Like, I mean, you saw Colin Kaepernick take the Niners to the Super Bowl with a similar type of offense, read option, something that was new. But then you saw it kind of get solved defensively. I don't think there's anything to solve with Jaden. Well, he's playing quarterback.
I think when you look at Jaden last year,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You never ask the question, can he read a defense?
Exactly.
You never ask the question, can he sit in the pocket and go through his reads? Those questions were constantly asked by Robert. Can he be a pocket passer? He had extreme athleticism, but he always went to his athleticism. And I think that right there is where the things that when you look at Jaden, you don't, many people want to just compare those two. Only thing that they're both black. They both run and pass. And that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else, Jaden is way different than what Robert was.
100%. And I
and
think
he's not
too,
trying to prove how tough he is.
What I think is funny too, last year, remember week three, Cam Taylor-Britt said they're running a college offense. And everybody got offended by it. And frankly, it didn't matter to me because they're running a lot of college concepts. But guess what? That doesn't matter because they're successful at the NFL level.
You know who runs a lot of college concepts? Pat Mahomes.
Exactly.
How many times he won MVP? How many times they won Super Bowls? You know what the college concept is? Everybody's in a spread, and you're in a shotgun. That NFL, traditional NFL was man in the backfield, under center.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the pros now do what the hell college just does.
And I think the thing is, like, this isn't an indictment on anyone on the team. It's an indictment more so on coaches around the league that can't adapt their offenses to incorporate these principles so guys can step in and be successful right away like you saw Jaden last year.
If your quarterback is multifaceted, can do different things, why won't you utilize
it? 100%.
If you have an offense that have receivers that can do multiple things, why not utilize it? See, people look at what Joe Gibbs did back in the day because they were run first. But if you look at Joe's concept, Joe will put the big package in. He'll put in a nickel package. He'll put two tight ends, two wide receivers, and a single back and run all of the same damn plays. But the defense was affected by the fact that, oh, it's a different personnel grouping. They got to be in something else. He would run the same stuff he ran out of a single back, two slots, two wide outs, that he would run when he had two tight ends, two wide outs, and a single back too. Or drop one of the tight ends out, bring in the H-back, run the same plays. Didn't make a difference.
I think a lot of the best coaches run simple stuff, make it look complex.
Yeah. You know, when I hear coaches tell me how many plays they have, how big their playbook is, I laugh. But if I hear a coach tell me that, you know, we try to throw different looks, basically run the same things, that's how you get people. The look make them think it's something else. So they try to prepare for it. And bam, you hit them right where they wouldn't expect it.
Well, and that's where I think coaching is perfect because like you're talking about, it's simple stuff. So when you have something that's simple, I mean, you know this as a player. If you understand the concept fully, there's no thinking, so you get to play at 100% speed. Like you are going full speed versus if the other team has to think that split second, you going full speed versus them having to process for that split second. That's the difference between a catch and not.
You got them. You got them. Listen, man, the people that would say, when the question is asked, will he win one? Do you think he can win one in his career? Anybody that's saying no is just a straight damn hater.
So
because
true.
After watching him his first year, you have to believe, yes, he plays like that, he's going to win one.
Well, and I think he's already in the conversation with guys that have won him, right? I think he's in the conversation. I'm not saying he's better than Mahomes. I'm not saying he's better than Burrow or guys like that, but he's in the conversation.
Yeah, it's like he's in that neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Right. Some of the comments on Twitter saying, in his career, yes, this year, probably not, but he has a puncher's chance if everything breaks right.
But the question was, in his career.
Yeah. And I think
why
for
are
sure.
we answering to this year? If the question is in his career, to try and go to the other stuff don't make a difference.
800-636-1067. I see you guys on hold. We'll get to you on the other side of this break. Is Jaden Daniels going to win an MVP at some point in his career? We'll get to your phone calls next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.